prepare to be whisked away on a sultry journey of enlightenment and intrigue. Welcome to Alchemy, where the sun-kissed sands of Tulum meet the sizzling allure of taboo, spirituality, and the spicy secrets of life in Mexico. This is no ordinary self-help spiel, my friends. No, this is a rendezvous with curiosity, a dance with exploration, and a candid confession of my own delightful mishaps and escapades. I'm not here to be your stern life coach. I'm here to be your mischievous muse, your partner in crime and wine on this wild adventure. So grab your metaphorical passport, my darling, and let's jet off to a world of delicious discourse and juicy revelations. Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy. Today is Monday, the 6th of November, 2023. It's just gone 1 p.m. and I'm coming live from my studio in Tulum. Today, I want to talk about that beautiful planet Saturn, particularly because she has just stationed direct. Saturn was retrograde for the last 4.5 months and went direct on Saturday. So I want to touch on any changes that you might have felt over the last 4.5 months, what the planet means, its significance, and then moving on to Saturn returns, which is one of my favorite topics to talk about. So if you are 27, 57, or 87, this episode is particularly for you. I know someone special that turned 57 yesterday, so I know he is just about to navigate his second Saturn return. So this episode is especially for him and anyone else there that is navigating their Saturn return or has an upcoming birthday or has one coming up soon. I dive deep into the planet, its significance, what it rules, and how we can navigate this astrological event in our lives. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about the realm of Saturn and its cosmic influence on our lives. Now, you might be wondering, why the spotlight on Saturn? Well, Saturn is like the celestial headmaster of the zodiac, dishing out lessons and teaching us some of life's most profound truths. It rules over discipline, responsibility, and the structures that hold our world together. Saturn has been doing a little cosmic moonwalk in retrograde, urging us to pause and reflect. It's been a time of soul searching, of reevaluating our commitments, and pondering the very foundations of our lives. Changes may have come knocking at our doors, asking us to step up and face our challenges head on. Now as Saturn begins to shift gears and station direct, we're entering a phase of forward motion. It's like a cosmic exhale, a signal that we've absorbed the retrograde lessons and are ready to put them into action. But let's take a moment to appreciate Saturn as a planet. It's no small fry, folks. So take a moment to reflect on the transformative journey you've embarked on since June 2023, when Saturn began its retrograde dance. How have you navigated challenges, embraced responsibility, and redefined the structures in your life? It's a powerful period of growth and introspection, isn't it? This cosmic giant goes retrograde approximately once a year, about 4.5 months. What changes have you experienced in your life? How have your responsibilities evolved? What structures have you rebuilt or redefined? Have you ever wondered how cosmic forces might influence the biggest names on the planet? At age 29, Taylor Swift underwent a seismic shift in her career, transitioning from country roots to a pop-infused sound. And that was just the tip of the iceberg. Around 58, Oprah Winfrey launched her own television network, OWN, catapulting her influence to new heights. Then there was Beyoncé, hitting her Saturn return at 29, embracing a more mature and independent phase of her career. Meanwhile, the late Steve Jobs, at 59, his second Saturn return, unveiled the groundbreaking iPhone, forever altering the tech landscape. And let's not forget J.K. Rowling, whose Saturn return at 29 marked the birth of the Harry Potter phenomenon. She completed the manuscript Harry Potter, the Philosopher's Stone in 95 and went on to publish in 97 when she was about 32. So Harry Potter was born during her Saturn return. On her 33rd birthday, British movie star Emma Watson credited her Saturn return with changing her life. Megan Fox and Katy Perry are among celebrities calling out Saturn for buggering up their years. Adele even got a tattoo of Saturn on her arm to commemorate the planet rocking her world too. For me, my Saturn return started when I was about 27. My best friend, Brandon, died. My husband had an affair and I divorced him. I was sexually harassed by my director of a prominent advertising agency in Dublin, and I left my job for his bad behavior. I bought an apartment, and at the end of my Saturn return, I left my career and life in Dublin and bought a one-way ticket to the Caribbean to pursue a career in yachting, which back then I knew nothing about. These stories showcase that Saturn return does not discriminate. It impacts individuals across the spectrum, fame or not. It's a universal shakeup that sparks growth, evolution, and bold strides forward. These celebrities didn't just ride the wave, they harnessed it for the transformative success of their careers. Join me now as I uncover the cosmic rhythms that shape our journeys. So picture Saturn as that no-nonsense teacher who shows up to whip us into shape. It's all about structure, discipline, and personal evolution. Think of it as a cosmic boot camp, but with less push-ups and more soul-searching. These cosmic aha moments happen roughly every 29 and a half years, marking major milestones in our life's journey. It's like the universe hitting pause and saying, all right, let's take stock of things. Some folks see the Saturn return as a life-changing earthquake where old habits and mindsets crumble like a poorly built sandcastle. But it's not about physical death. It's more like a grand renovation of your life's blueprint. During the cosmic shakeup, you might find yourself shedding old skin, making room for a fresh start. It's about soul searching, big decisions, and new adventures. Basically, Saturn's way of saying, let's hit the reset button. So why do we call it a Saturn return? Well, Saturn takes 29 and a half years to complete one orbit around the sun, coming back to exactly where it was when you were born. It's like the universe's way of giving you a cosmic high five and saying, time to level the fuck up. Saturn, in the language of astrology, is all about discipline, responsibility, and life lessons. So when it comes back to its starting point, it's like the universe ringing the bell for the next round of growth and self-discovery. So I want to touch on the dark night of the soul. So that's like an unexpected emotional storm cloud that hangs over you. Feelings of hopelessness, questioning your existence. It's like a deep dive into the emotional deep end. Saturn return, on the other hand, are like planned parties in the cosmic calendar. Saturn return happens around the ages of 28 and 30, 58 and 60, and 88 and 90. These are the ages when Saturn gives you a nudge and says, babe, it's time for a life upgrade. So how can you tell them apart? Well, your dark night of the soul feels like a fog without a clear cause, while Saturn return brings specific life changes and evaluations. So if you're in a marathon of emotional turmoil, it's probably your dark night. But if you're seeing big shifts in your career, your relationships, your life direction, then that's Saturn ringing her doorbell. Remember, both are chances to grow and evolve, and understanding the difference lets you navigate them like a cosmic pro. So whether you're consulting the stars, a psychic, or just diving deep into self-reflection, remember, you're the captain of your cosmic ship. Steering through Saturn's dance is your call. All right, let's roll up our sleeves and dive into the cosmic waters of your first Saturn return, hitting you around the lovely age of 28 to 30. It can start a little bit earlier, it can start a little bit later. Picture it like a cosmic alarm clock jolting you towards personal growth and self-discovery. Here's the lowdown of what you might encounter. First off, we've got career transitions. It's like standing at the crossroads of your profession, asking yourself, is this job really lighting my fire? It's time to level up, then take your career game to new heights. Love is in the air, my friend. Relationships take center stage. Some are donning wedding bells or diving headfirst in the world of parenting. Others, like mine, well, they might be giving their current partnerships a thorough once over, leading to some major shifts in the relationship landscape. Then there's responsibility. Saturn is all about stepping up. So get ready to handle some heavier responsibilities, from managing your finances like a pro to becoming the rock-solid support system for your folks. Then there's self-discovery. It's like a crash course 101. Late 20s are prime time for this adventure. You're peeling back layers, uncovering your values, and getting down to the nitty-gritty of your life goals. Serious soul-searching mode is activated. But Saturn isn't always a softie. Challenges and hurdles might pop up, testing your mettle. But guess what? These obstacles are like cosmic gym sessions, sculpting those resilience muscles for the long haul. Then there's the groundwork for your future. Think of this phase as crafting a solid financial plan, setting your sights on long-term goals, and making practical choices that'll pay off down the road. Independence takes spotlight. You spread your wings, you're the captain of your own ship, steering your life in the direction that feels right for you. Saturn's got a knack for holding up a mirror. You'll start seeing the direct impact of your choices and actions. This newfound awareness guides you towards decisions that sync up with your long-term game plan. Have you ever had a moment where you look around and think, is this really where I'm meant to be? That's Saturn at work. It prompts you to question your life's trajectory, potentially leading to some major shifts in direction. Through the whirlwind of challenges and changes, you'll emerge with a stronger sense of self. You'll get a clearer picture of who you are and what truly matters to you. Then there's your second Saturn return, and this happens around the ages of 57 to 60. This phase is like a cosmic pit stop for reflection, where you're pondering the big questions of your life. You're considering the roads you've taken, the twists and turns, and where you want to steer your ship in the years ahead. Career-wise, this is where things can get really interesting. Retirement might be knocking on your door, or you might be eyeing a whole new professional adventure. Maybe it's finally time to chase down that passion project you've been dreaming of. In the realm of relationships, just like in the first Saturn return, some adjustments might be in order. It's time to look at your partnership with fresh eyes. It might mean recommitting, seeking a little extra help through counseling, or even considering some major changes like divorce. Health becomes a big priority too. You start paying close attention to what you eat, how you move, and your overall well-being. It's all about setting the stage for a healthy, vibrant future. Money takes center stage. You're fine-tuning your financial goals, adjusting investments, and sketching out plans for your retirement or the next chapter of your life. And if you have kids, this phase often coincides with a shift in roles. You might be welcoming grandkids or watching your own children step into adulthood. It's a time of evolving family dynamics. You're stepping into the role of the wise sage, armed with a lifetime of experiences. This often leads to desire to mentor, give back, and share your wealth of knowledge with younger generations. Now here's the liberating aspect, letting go. You might find yourself shedding old grudges, letting go of regrets, and making peace with unfulfilled dreams. It's a period of closure and acceptance. And let's not forget about the spiritual journey that many embark on during their second Saturn return. It's a time of seeking inner peace and purpose through practices like meditation, mindfulness, and self-discovery. And last but certainly not least, it's time to reconnect with those passions you used to adore. Remember that hobby that used to light you up? Now's the time to dust it off and dive straight back in. Your second phase is all about reevaluation, adjustments, and often a sense of liberation. It's your chance to make meaningful changes, chase those dreams, and steer the course for your later years with newfound purpose and wisdom. The second Saturn return is a unique chapter, just as transformative as the first, but with a fresh focus and perspective. Embrace it, babe, because the best is yet to come. And then before you know it, you're at the grand finale of cosmic check-ins, your third Saturn return. This one hits you between the ages of 87 and 88. That's when it starts. And it's like the universe saying, you've come a long way, and let's take a moment to soak it all in. You're in your late 80s, and Saturn pays you a visit one more time. It's like a cosmic encore, inviting you to reflect on a life well lived. You're flipping through the pages of your personal history book, reliving the highlights, cherishing the victories, and making peace with any lingering regrets. By now, you've got more wisdom than a library of ancient scrolls. It's a time for passing on those pearls of insight to your younger generations, offering them a taste of the wisdom you've gathered over the years. Your health takes center stage. You're likely paying even closer attention to self-care, making sure you're feeling as vibrant and comfortable as possible, After all, you've got a lifetime of stories to tell. This phase often brings a sense of closure and acceptance. You're making peace with the chapters of your life. You're finding beauty in both the triumphs and the challenges. It's like looking at a painting and appreciating every brushstroke, even the ones that seem a little messy at first. Many find joy in the life's simpler pleasures during this time. It's about relishing the small moments and expressing gratitude for the richness of a well-lived life. From a perfectly brewed cup of tea to the warmth of the sun on your face, it's the little things that bring you the most joy. Family becomes a significant focus. You might be passing down stories, traditions, and wisdom, ensuring the legacy lives on through future generations. It's your chance to leave a mark that will be remembered for generations to come. Spirituality often takes on a deeper meaning. You might find peace and connection in spiritual practices, seeking a sense of transcendence and inner peace. It's time to explore the depths of your soul and find comfort in the embrace of the universe. There's often a shift in perspective towards letting go of control. It's about surrendering to the flow of life and finding peace in the present moment. You've learned that sometimes the most beautiful moments happen when you least expect them. Embracing your Saturn return is akin to embarking on an exciting and transformative journey. It's a period of significant change and growth, much like setting off on a grand adventure. When faced with change, it's important to go with the flow rather than resist, viewing it as an opportunity to expand your horizons and develop as an individual. Take some time to introspect, contemplating your aspirations, values, and the direction you want to steer your life towards. This introspection serves as a valuable roadmap for the journey ahead. Maintaining a positive outlook is crucial, even when faced with challenges, as every obstacle is a stepping stone towards self-discovery. Remember that progress takes time. There's no need to rush important decisions. Flexibility is key. Be open to unexpected twists and turns, allowing your plans to adapt and align with your evolving aspirations. Take ownership of your choices and actions as they play a pivotal role in charting the course towards your dreams. The mistakes should be viewed as invaluable lessons that provide wisdom for future decision-making. Focus your energy on aspects of your life that you have control over and maintain a sense of curiosity, seeking knowledge and experiences that empower you. Cultivate gratitude for the positive aspects of your life and establish clear, achievable goals as guiding stars for your journey. Embrace the unknown with open arms, recognizing it as an integral part of your unique adventure. Lean on your support system, whether it be friends, family, or professionals, and celebrate your achievements, no matter how big or small. Release the weight of past regrets and grudges, allowing yourself to feel refreshed and renewed. Consider engaging in mindfulness and spiritual practices as they can serve as a guiding compass, leading you toward inner peace and a sense of purpose. Most importantly, relish every moment of growth and self-discovery, understanding that the journey itself holds the magic. So I want to talk now about how to be that rock-solid support system for your loved one as they navigate their Saturn return. You become their personal cosmic wingman, ready to help them soar through this transformative phase. Here's a guide to being the ultimate co-pilot. First things first, be a stellar listener. Sometimes just having someone to vent to can make all the difference. Be that non-judgmental sounding board, like a cosmic therapy session, letting them pour out their thoughts and feelings. Next, try to step into their shoes. Even if astrology isn't your native tongue, empathize with what they are going through. Let them know you've got their back, no matter what cosmic curveballs come their way. Encourage some self-care action. Remind them to prioritize themselves. It could be as simple as getting some quality rest, fueling up on good food, or diving into relaxation techniques. Maybe even suggest a joint self-care adventure, like a nature walk or mindfulness session. If they're open to it, help them find resources that align with their journey, whether it's a helpful book, an enlightening workshop, or chat with a professional. It's like equipping them with a cosmic toolbox to tackle their Saturn return. Patience is your best co-pilot trait. Saturn returns can be a roller coaster ride, and they might hit some bumps. Be their trusty sidekick, be patient and supportive as they navigate these changes. Offer a helping hand with day-to-day stuff. Whether it's tackling chores, running errands, or being a superhero with childcare, it's all about lightening their daily load. Celebrate their wins, no matter how small. It's like a high five for every step forward. This will boost their confidence and keep them positive and keep the positive momentum flowing. Respect their need for space. While you're there to lend support, everyone navigates their Saturn return in their own way. Sometimes they just need a breather. Keep the lines of communication wide open. Encourage them to share what they need and want. This way, you're right there with them, offering exactly what they are looking for. And cheer them on like their biggest fan. Remind them of their strengths and how much you believe in their ability to conquer this period of growth. And then share your wisdom. If you've danced with big life changes or personal growth, share your experiences. Your insights could be like a guiding star for them. Keep the vibes positive and hopeful. Encourage them to view the Saturn return as an opportunity to spread their wings, grow, and discover new facets of themselves. And hey, if things get emotionally challenging, suggest seeking help from professionals. Therapy or counseling can be a game changer when it comes to navigating tricky emotional terrain. Remember, every Saturn return is a unique journey, and the support they need is as individual as a fingerprint. What truly matters is that you're there, offering love, understanding, and a sturdy shoulder to lean on during this amazing phase of their life. Now I'm going to dive into the Saturn return's subtle influence on your love life. Now keep in mind, it's not like Saturn is sitting there with a checklist for your romantic endeavors. This cosmic phase is more about shaking things up in the broader spectrum of your life. That said, here are some ways it can indirectly nudge things up in your sex life. First off, personal growth is the name of the game during your Saturn return. You're taking a good, hard look at yourself and making changes to align with your truest self. This boost in confidence and self-esteem, it can definitely spill over into how you feel about intimacy. Then there's the relationship factor. Saturn's return has a knack for shaking up your connections, including the super intimate ones. Your relationship status, how you communicate, and what you prioritize in your partnerships can all have a ripple effect on your sex life. And let's not forget about stress and emotions. Saturn's return can be a bit of a wild ride, and with that can come some stress. And as we all know, stress can do a number on your desire levels. Plus, your emotional state can really shape how close you feel to your partner. Now here's the little cosmic tidbit. The timing of your Saturn return usually lines up with points in life where shifts in your sexual desires are kind of par for the course. It's all part of growing and changing. But hey, your Saturn return isn't the sole play in the game. A bunch of factors come into play, like how you're feeling physically and emotionally, what's happening in your relationships, and how you see yourself. Now I'm going to explore the Saturn return rituals and traditions that can add an intriguing layer to this cosmic phenomenon. These customs are like special ceremonies that mark the transition into a new phase of life. For example, in certain indigenous communities, they hold powerful ceremonies to celebrate this transformation. It's a way of recognizing the profound shift that's taking place. Now for the astrology enthusiasts out there, contemporary practices are aplenty. Some folks opt for a comprehensive birth chart reading to gain insights into what lies ahead during the Saturn return. Others find peace in meditation, using specific mantras or symbols associated with Saturn to tap into its unique energy. Crystals play a significant role. During a Saturn return, gems like black tourmaline and selenite are believed to provide stability and clarity, acting like cosmic companions during this period of change. Then there's journaling. It's not just about jotting down daily events, but reflecting on your goals, your values, and where you see yourself heading in life. Some even create a dedicated Saturn return journal to track their progress. Tarot cards into the scene too. People might turn to tarot readings to gain insights into themes and lessons Saturn is bringing into their lives during this time. It's like a cosmic guidebook at your fingertips. Cleansing and clearing practices are emphasized in many cultures during significant life transitions. This can be achieved through smudging with sage or using specific herbs and incense to create a fresh, positive energy. In some traditions, seeking out a mentor or guide during your Saturn return is highly valued. They can provide wisdom, support, and perspective as you navigate this transformative phase. Remember, these practices are about finding what truly resonates with you and helps you connect with the energy of Saturn. So whether you're drawn to ancient rituals, astrology, crystals, or simply reflecting in your own journal, there are plenty of ways to mark and make the most of this powerful time in your life. It's all about embracing the journey with open arms. And now on to holistic well-being during the Saturn returns. So I'm going to dive deep into how you can merge the cosmic and the earthly to support yourself through the transformative phase. Trust me, it's more crucial than you think. First up, let's get into holistic health. Picture this, your body, mind, and spirit all in harmony. That's the goal, because let's face it, when one's off, the others start acting up too. So during your Saturn return, it's all about nailing that balanced diet, regular exercise, and getting your beauty sleep. These basics, they're like your launch pad for handling all the twists and turns that are coming your way. Now, we can't skip over mindfulness and meditation. These aren't just for yogis on mountaintops, no. This is your secret weapon for staying cool, calm, and collected in the face of chaos. They're like your mental gym, building up resilience, emotional smarts, and laser-sharp focus. Trust me, you'll need them. Ever tried alternative therapies? I'm talking about acupuncture, herbal remedies, and a bit of Reiki magic, my favorite. They're like the cosmic supplements for your soul. They clear out the cobwebs, balance your energy, and keep you steady through the emotional roller coaster of your Saturn return. And let's not forget the classics, body-mind practices, yoga, tai chi. These aren't just about pretzel-like poses. They're about finding your balance, both in body and mind. They're like cosmic choreography for your energy flow, which comes in handy when you're wading through big life changes. And then there's the nature connection. Ever feel like you need a moment to just breathe? That's where nature comes in. Whether it's a stroll in the park or just sitting under a tree, it's a cosmic reset button. It reminds you that you're part of something so much bigger, and that can be a real comfort in times of such upheaval. So the bottom line is taking care of yourself during your Saturn return is like making sure your cosmic GPS is always on point. It's about looking after your body, your mind, emotions, and your energy. Because when all these pieces are in sync, you'll navigate this transformative phase like a champ. Saturn isn't just about challenges. It's also packing some seriously positive punches. Picture it like a crash course in getting to know yourself. It's like holding up a magnifying glass to your strengths, weaknesses, and your core beliefs. You'll step out of this phase like a wise old sage armed with life lessons that are basically your superpower toolkit. And hey, your career might just get a turbo boost. We're talking about climbing up that career ladder or maybe even switching lanes to align with your true calling. Relationships, they level up too, becoming rock solid and oh so satisfying. Finances get a closer look, setting you up for some major wins down the line. This phase is like putting on glasses and suddenly, bam, your life goals snap into focus. Ever wanted a plot twist in your life story? Now's your chance to grab the pen and rewrite it, making it feel more authentically you. By facing challenges head on, you're not just tough as nails, you're building resilience that can bounce back from setbacks like a champ. And let's talk about a soul cleanse, old beliefs, habits, emotional baggage, sayonara, making room for a fresh start and brand new you. At the end of the cosmic day, the Saturn return is all about getting up close and personal with the real you. It's about living a life that's true to who you are. These positive changes aren't going to hit you like a lightning bolt. They'll unfold over time as you weave them into your life. So the secret sauce? Just stay open, be patient, and be ready to tackle whatever this phase hurls your way. I hope you've enjoyed this cosmic crash course on Saturn returns. Remember, this phase is like a growth spurt for your soul, tough at times, but oh so rewarding. Change is your co-pilot. Trust the process and let the cosmic winks be your GPS. It's your time to shine, align with your core values, and surround yourself with cheerleaders of your cosmic quest. When life serves up the challenges, just remember, you're not breaking, you're building resilience. These lessons, they're like gold nuggets for your life's treasure chest. Stick to your goals and don't forget being true to yourself is your superpower. Thanks for joining me on the celestial roller coaster. If you've had an aha moment, share the cosmic love down below in the comments. Saturn, the wise old taskmaster of the zodiac, has just finished its 6-month retrograde dance and is now stationing direct. This is like a cosmic green light signaling that it's time to put those hard-earned lessons into action. During Saturn's retrograde, we were put through the ringer, facing challenges and confronting our deepest fears. It was a time of introspection, asking us to reevaluate our commitments, responsibilities, and the structures we've built in our lives. Saturn, in its retrograde wisdom, urged us to slow down and take a hard look at where we are heading. Now with Saturn moving forward, we're armed with newfound clarity and a deeper understanding of our own strength and resilience. The changes that may have occurred during the 6-month period are likely significant and long-lasting. Maybe you've redefined your career path, solidified important relationships, or established a more solid foundation for your future endeavors. The lessons Saturn imparted were no walk in the park, but they were necessary for our growth. It taught us the value of discipline, the importance of setting boundaries, and the power of taking responsibility for our actions. Saturn's energy is all about building something enduring and meaningful, and now is the time to put those plans into motion. So as Saturn stations direct, embrace the momentum and take those calculated risks. Trust in the foundations you've laid and know that you have the wisdom and strength to navigate whatever comes your way. The cosmic tides are shifting and it's time to set sail towards new horizons, armed with the lessons of the past 6 months.